Okay. I am coming at you live tonight. I've been rebroadcast. My voice has been rebroadcast hither and yon the last few nights. This is Mark Anderson, American Free Press editor. And as noted in recent weeks, I've been filling in to keep this the American Free Press Hour, at least for the time being during the week, at least Monday through Thursday between 8 and 9 Central, 9 and 10 Eastern. And having a good time doing it when I can. The demands of being AFP editor, of course, are there. And I work it in as best I can. Wanted to go live last night, kind of got myself out in the wrong territory, hunting down a story that didn't pan out. That happens in this business. You get a hunch, you do things on a hunch, you go out, you try and get her done. It doesn't always go like you expect. I was exploring reports, and some of you might want to call in about this, of an unexplained vertical missile pattern off of Padre Island, Texas, on the Gulf Coast, of course. And I stopped and talked to some area police in person and some other citizens, whatnot, checking that out. Kind of went to the wrong region, I might say. But it's a big area to cover. You really don't know what people might have heard or who might have heard it. At any rate, it was fun trying to hunt it down, but it got me away from my microphone last night. Couldn't go live. At any rate, I just got my own paper in the mail, American Free Press number 3 for 2011, dated January 17. And we've got lots of important stories, lots of important issues going on right now. Of course, the big thing that's been coasting through the news every day, every moment practically, is the Arizona incident from January 8. And naturally, I'd like to hear from listeners on the latest they might have heard on that. AFP is just trying to sort it out and filter it. Set aside the absurdities, many of the absurdities in the lamestream media, and sort it out, separate wheat from chaff, fact from fiction as best we can. And since we're not a daily paper, to report on it in a more studious and honest and intellectual fashion, get away from a lot of the rhetoric and emotion that's surrounding this thing. Of course, there's a lot of tragedy involved with it. Of course, the judge, the 9-year-old woman, the young lady, actually, the child, excuse me, and there's a lot of an emotional baggage attached to it, but we're trying to report it as honestly as we can and sort it out. So listeners, of course, can help me do that. Feel free to call in at 800-313-9443. As usual, this hour goes fast, and it's sort of an open call-in on whatever issues you want. I tend to stick to one or two, but we can be pretty flexible, so if you have something to share on that, or if you've heard something on the sighted missile launch off the Texas coast, which was a week ago Sunday. If you've heard anything on that that you think is reasonably reliable, go ahead and call in and let me know. As I say, my tour yesterday, my travels didn't pan out as much as I had hoped. So lots of eyes and ears together can solve these things, can get the information scraped together, and we can sort it out. So, as noted, I'll be reading a lot of headlines out of AFP tonight, going through some of our more recent stories. And we've done a lot in this current issue on banking, some of the solutions that might be arrived at in terms of the states and municipalities going belly up or potentially going belly up. And an interesting footnote about private firms that might replace the TSA at airports. And lots of headlines here as I look through my paper. What Iceland is doing to snub the banksters, what Congress might do to tackle massive debt. A favorite congressman of mine, Fred Upton of Michigan, coming out against Obamacare. Lots of these news and views and your calls coming right after these messages. Please stay tuned.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. you need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
January 11th, 2011. Got to get that year right. Still working on that. January 11th, 2011. Mark Anderson, American Free Press, doing the show tonight. Tiding this over, keeping this an American Free Press hour for the time being. It could end up becoming a longer-term thing. That's not clear yet, but tonight is tonight. And American Free Press, number 3, January 17, has got lots of important articles. Don't forget our ongoing special 18 weeks for 1776. Just call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS. To get our special 18 weeks for 1776, that's an ongoing AFP subscription offer on this show. You can't beat the deal. That's over 4 months of the foremost national weekly newspaper in America. And important headlines include columns by Ron Paul himself from this great state of Texas, talking about his new monetary policy position as the chairman of a subcommittee for the House Financial Services Committee to get into monetary policy. Very important, and we'll be watching, as I've noted in AFP, a bill introduced late last year in the 111th Congress by Dennis Kucinich from the other side of the proverbial aisle. This is was known, rather, as H.R. 6550. It's now going to be given a new number if in fact, or when in fact, it's reintroduced. We're waiting to see on that. But what was H.R. 6550 would get rid of Federal Reserve notes, phase those out, put in debt-free U.S. currency, and phase out fractional reserve lending. That, of course, is the mother of all issues, since the banksters, once deprived, neutered of what they do, would be diffused in the sense, let me gather my thoughts here, that would set the stage for solving many of our other problems. At any rate, moving along here, I see we have a caller, Kenyon from New York.
How you doing?
Mighty fine. What can I do for you?
No, I just had a question in regards to, like, this morning I woke up and I went on the internet and I saw the picture, the image of this alleged shooter, whatever the case may be. I just got a couple of questions, just being someone that can see, actually. Now, the image that they showed you, I guess when he was younger, when the story first broke, this individual that's with the bald head, he does not look like someone that's 21 or 22 years old to me.
You know, I've only seen a few pictures of him. The media tends to use the same photo over and over. I haven't actively looked at a lot of pictures of him, I must admit. You feel he looks older than 22?
Oh, he definitely looks older than 22. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's amazing what they could pull by the masses now, or what they could pass off for the masses, because I guess the original one, he was standing next to something, he looked like a little kid. Not a little kid, but someone of a young age. And the person that's on the mugshot that had been blasting across the, I guess from yesterday and I guess all day today, it just doesn't look like someone that's of the age range that they say the alleged shooter is. Another issue I have in regards to this story, it doesn't amaze you, like, when these incidents happen, how they have, like, an entire biography on the individuals, like, almost instantly? Like, you know, the New York Times ran an article on Sunday that was just, like, just was so detailed. It's just amazing how, well, it's not amazing to me, because if you realize that the media's controlled and they could put whatever they want to put out there, they could basically guide and steer stories how they want to steer stories.
Yeah, information can be used for good or ill, of course, and it is amazing, much like the undisturbed ID of one of the airline terrorists, alleged ones, that fell gracefully and gently at the foot of the bombed out and crumbled Twin Towers. Amazingly, one of the hijackers' IDs just happens to show up, or a passport or whatever it was, and all these amazing coincidences, and yeah, it is remarkable. The detailed biography, they probably are telling you what he used to eat for breakfast when he was three, you know. Although I haven't seen what you've seen, but it's almost like a prefabricated article, kind of like a modular home. All the parts are built, they just have to slap it together.
Yeah, but you know what's so frustrating? Like, you know, I'm in my mid-30s now, and to see how, you know, the stuff we were indoctrinated in school, like, you know, the Huxleys and the Orwells, Eric Blairs, and then you see that this stuff has come to pass, you realize that society is not, things are just not happening by chance. These are things that are actually planned and they're supposed to be. But it's like this whole story, like even like, okay, I'm not sure how many shots this guy got off, but I'm assuming I think that I heard like some number, like 18 people were told were shot. So this wasn't any amateur. I mean, people might have been bunched up, but to see that if this person only got off one round, or one set of shots to hit so many people, it seems odd, too. But like I said, most people don't think for themselves. They let the media think for it. And then once this goes blows away, they'll go ahead into the next little story or whatever the case may be. But it's just very upsetting that the majority of people in this country are not aware and just, like, you know, just let things pass. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. It's just very frustrating to realize that humanity in this country has just reached a point where We're just, I guess, captivated by the nonsense, like, you know, the reality TV, or just, it's just ridiculous that people don't see. That's what's frustrating. It's like, it's in your face. And you know what I'm saying? They're very blatant about, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, and you guys aren't going to do anything about it because you guys are dumb.
You know, Kenyon, it's interesting. You recall when they made the switch to digital TV?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how nervous the government was and how intent they were on making sure that the most distant old lady living in the most distant hamlet in the most remote part of whichever state.
They subsidized people to go purchase it. Like if you had whatever condition you couldn't afford it, they even gave people those things for free, actually.
Right. And, you know, it's almost like you must watch the TV. Ooh, yong, yong, yong. You must watch the TV. Don't stop watching TV for even one moment. You know, they're so afraid people might start paying attention to what's really going on. The TV seems to have almost like an effect like when you'd see those episodes of The Twilight Zone and life was always much more than it seemed. There was always much more to life than met the eye. And, you know, it's like television is almost meant to have a hypnotic effect. And
yeah,
you know,
I remember growing up and watching, like, even watching, like, Star Trek, right? Remember how the Borgs used to wear, like, the Bluetooth? And look at that. less than 40 years later, people are walking around with things in their ears. Not even thinking, like, you know, if signals are coming into your, near your skull or whatever, like, what could they broadcast? I mean, it's just a sad situation that we're actually, we're just following. It's like we're sheeples, you know, people just follow. There's no leadership. People don't think for themselves. And even when you run into like minds or people that are still sentient, it's like it's fewer and far between, you know? So you're walking around, you're worried about who you could disseminate information to, because most people are like brainwashed. They're walking around, they don't like, even you brought up the digital TV stuff. What about when they started pushing these non-fluorescent bulbs? You know, in New York here, we had Con Ed going around, coming to people's houses to switch your bulbs. Can you imagine that? And people
important, like, can I come in and give you this new bulb because it's just so critically important to your welfare? It's just a light bulb.
it's amazing.
It's a light bulb. I mean, I'd rather burn candles. It's a lot less cheaper, and as long as you're careful, you won't burn your own house down. You know, it's scary. Everything you're saying is so on the mark. You know, there's an effect here. You know, Edward Bernays was an advertising propagandist.
Yeah, the leader of, like, I guess, marketing or whatever. He got all the women to, like, start smoking cigarettes, feed them newsreels by showing the Easter parade. I'm familiar with lots of, like I said, yeah. I think a lot of people are aware of the information, but it's like, what do you do with the information? You know what I'm saying? It seems like people, we're docile. Look here in New York. The gun laws are so strict. This incident, they're gonna push even harder now to try to get rid of, like, we don't even have the right to arm ourselves in New York. Most people in New York are sitting ducks. You know what I'm saying? If anything happens, only the cops are really armed and the criminals, but the common man is not armed. And you can't get armed because they make it hard for you to be armed in a major city like this.
Oh, you know? Kenyon, you got a lot of things on the same wavelength as me. I've often said on this show and in the pages of AFP that it's what you know, but it's what you do with what you know. And that's where it becomes hard. You can know a lot of things, you know. Edward Bernays was Sigmund Freud's nephew, and he was a propagandist.
Mm-hmm.
And he got people to choose things and get them to believe they were making the choice when, in fact, the choice was being made for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one phenomenon. Americans think they're making all these choices. They're not making hardly any choices. They're given two political parties. They're given limited ballot access for any other parties. The candidates are selected before we so-called elect them on rigged voting machines, electronically programmable and hackable voting machines. And that's another example. And then the whole advertising industry, you know, you take what's put before you, you choose what's selected to be put out in front of you, and they're marketed to you, and you're choosing from pre-selected items. So you're really hardly choosing anything.
And you know what's amazing too? I work in the indoctrination industry, otherwise known as the university system in this country. And it's amazing when I'm talking to younger people, I realize, like, most of these folks that were born in 1990, they've never known a world without the internet. People aren't even educated the same. It's so easy to change every generation. Like, I was born in the mid 70s, so okay. Born in the mid 70s, I remember learning, I guess I'm from the generation where the first computer users, like, I remember learning BASIC, like, in first and second grade. And it's amazing where, remember they talked about memory holding stuff or whatever the case may be? If young people are only learning stuff through digital formats, because, I mean, there's some books, I mean, you said about this, but kids don't read anymore. So most of what they're learning is what has been filtered for them to learn. And that's very troubling, too, because you realize that you can program every generation differently. And I was having a conversation with one of these younger students. I was telling him, well, you know what's amazing? My family's from the Caribbean, so...
Hey Kenyon, I don't mean to cut you off. We got messages coming up here.
All right, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man.
Again, you can hold if you want, but we got these messages. We'll be right back with more here on RBN tonight.
Hey Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactive risk-free. Get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, 2 free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's
1-800-635-1053. January 11, 2011. I want to thank Kenyon for calling and describing and expounding on these very important and interesting topics. Kenyon, you still with us, or did you hang up?
I'm still here. I just wanted to make a couple of more points. The point making me...
Yeah, we're going, just so you know, we're going into a briefer segment, so you'll have to be quite concise. Go right ahead.
I'll be very concise. What I was trying to say, the separation of generations. I come from a culture where if you go to a party in this particular culture, you'll see people from different generations. I realize here we're divided because they basically try to keep the generations apart. So you were talking about solutions. Well, if you have information, I suggest, I'm in my 30s, I try to talk to these young people all the time to actually let you know that, you know, you guys have been indoctrinated. Think for yourself. That's the main thing. Think for yourself. Free your mind. So that's what we need to do as people that's aware. You need to make sure that you contact enough young people to try to make them see that the world you're being given is not the world that's the only way it can be. Like, you know, like I remember taking a course, you know, dealing with Plato's Cave, and I made a point in a paper to the professor, and the professor kind of like dismissed it. But if you only look at the cave from, if it's only one way, one point where light is coming in, light can come from so many points, but people don't realize that they're making you see things the way they want you to see things, as opposed to seeing new things the way you should be able to just naturally see things. That's all.
Oh, the allegory of the cave.
The allegory of the cave. But what I'm saying, even with the allegory of the cave, the way they try to
yes.
be beat you in the head with that. They don't even make you think for yourself, where, you know what, how do you know it was only one point of light coming in the cave? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. If you only know one reality, you won't even think about searching out another. So if you can be told that your reality is the only reality, you have no reason to even suspect or assume or hunt down or inquire as to other views of reality.
Mm-hmm. Even with the allegory of the cave, like, you know, the whole concept of 1,000 points of light, so you realize that obviously it's not only one way light was coming into the cave. The way they present it, even with the whole guardian class, this stuff is going on right now, but it seems like people, like, I had a class, and we went over this Plato's Republic, and some of the most diabolical stuff in there, they just skip over. It's not even part of the syllabus. It's like, you know what? We're not going to discuss that portion of the Republic, which is wild, but what can you do?
Yeah, you know, it makes you wonder. Well, thanks very much, Canyon.
You have a good night, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. You
right,
too.
Bye.
Best of luck to you.
You too. Bye.
Very interesting, ladies and gentlemen, what Kenyon had to say. It makes you think about even age segregation in schools, the way they group kids of the same age together. It used to be in the one-room schoolhouses, and I've talked to a lot of people firsthand about this, even some religious groups that still practice the old ways of education and so on. It used to be where older students would mingle with younger students in the schoolhouses, so the young ones would learn from the older students, and the older students would be generally less aggressive because they had more vulnerable younger students about them. And it was a different model back then in the, let's say, late 1800s, early 1900s, but it's still practiced in some homeschool cooperatives and some religious schools, where students of different ages are put together and, quote-unquote, one generation can learn from another. The younger can learn from the older. The older can help the younger. And all the social engineering that goes into the school system, like the information engineering and the media, plays a role in fitting the modern man for this preconceived society. It reminds you of the Rush song, Subdivisions, opinions all provided, the future pre-decided. That's some of the key lyrics in that Rush song, Subdivisions, one of their albums from back in the 80s. Maybe I'll get that as a new theme song on the radio here. But, yeah, Kenyon made some very good points there. It goes off a lot of different directions, taking a lot of different subjects and influences into account as to how we got where we are and why. Soon, American Free Press, giving you a little heads up, can't give you too many details, is bringing out a big story about our writer, Ralph Forbes, Ralph Forbes, a Arkansas writer of ours, is bringing out a big story in the pages of AFP where we're going to learn about an information guru who seems to be at the center of a lot of things, and it sheds a lot of disturbing light coming up in AFP very soon in our next edition. It sheds a lot of disturbing light on the nature and origins and purposes of even familiar information systems and communication systems such as Facebook, such as Google. And we've reported on some of this already, that there's a lot of Intel connections with the way Google and Facebook are set up, or at least these things can be useful to Intel. How much they're involved precisely is not totally known. But those that might want to comment on that issue, certainly I'll take calls on that. The Arizona issue, the Tucson incident, is ongoing. Your views and take on that is very important. And as I noted, information, as cited earlier, information that anyone might have on this purported missile sighting, which was filmed off the coast of Padre Island in eastern Texas, that would be interesting to hear from that. One wonders if it ties into something that I had on my Sunday show here on RBN recently, and that's those extensive U.S. Navy tests going on off of both coasts, using lots of heavy weaponry in many instances, and supposedly also testing by the Navy going on in the Gulf of Mexico. So the military is denying their own missiles being sighted if they're testing those kinds of devices. So we got some messages at the bottom of the hour here. We'll be right back with more of your calls and other news and views. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Ripping through the air, our really big shoe tonight, continuing with news and views, taking your calls on a variety of subjects. Lots of hot news going on right now, of course. And I want to remember once in a while when I'm on this show, people that I've met in my news travels over the years. The first one I want to acknowledge, he passed away in 2010, was the late National Review writer, former National Review writer, and longtime columnist Joe Sogren. And I met Joe in April 2003. I want to just briefly acknowledge him. I'm kind of reflecting on the year past a little bit here. And I was near Lansing, Michigan when I saw Joe speak. And I just want to briefly acknowledge him. He went through some very hard times in his final years, but he was always a great writer. One of the suggestions he always had was when, especially foreigners, when they criticize America or don't like what our government is doing, one of his responses is, "Don't confuse me with my government." And I actually put that on a T-shirt once, and it had quite an impact on people. At any rate, Joe Sogren was a great guy in many ways, a very compelling columnist, spoke up for the right to life issues, spoke up against interventionist warfare. And in his latter days, he started speaking out a little bit about the banking fraud, which is one of my main issues. But just a brief salute here to Joe Sogren, one of my news contacts and people that I met and got to know a little bit in recent years, and he passed away in 2010. I'll be acknowledging others from time to time as I go through my notes and kind of ponder my scrapbook, you might say. Anyway, moving on, we have a caller, Jeff from Colorado. What would you like to add?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hello.
Speaking of the shooting down there in Phoenix, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was something, I think this should go viral, really. What's the average rate of violence for most people? I mean, you know, we're out here getting shot, and we have neighborhoods we got to avoid, and, you know. And so to really say that politicians, it should be easy. I mean, if let's say that's 5%. If perhaps the politicians have a 7% chance of stuff like this happening, you could say they have a 2% greater chance, right? I mean, but
yes.
Basically, this could be in the category of a random act of violence that many of us, a guy like him would have took it out on a girlfriend or something. I mean, he was just a bomb waiting to go off, right? And I wouldn't be surprised if politicians in general, this doesn't happen that often, are safer. I mean, showing up in a public event like that, only a small slice of super weird weirdos, you know, the weirdest of the weird, would be willing to do something like that. And so, really, I wouldn't be surprised if you did the statistics of normal rates of violence, a politician versus a normal person, that politicians really aren't in that high category. You know what I'm saying?
You mean they're not in that high of a category of being the victim of violence,
correct.
You mean?
Yes, exactly. And
that might depend on what they've done as a politician, who they may have wronged, what their career consisted of.
Well, that's like the guy saying why he killed his wife, you know. Well, it's what her, you know, she did something wrong. And I mean, we all suffer from a certain rate. And if they're going to make a big thing out of it, I think the statistics should speak for themselves. I wouldn't be surprised if, in general, politicians are safer, okay, compared to the normal people out there, showing up in events like that, only the weirdest of the weirdo. I don't know. I could be wrong. But, you know, if the normal rate is 5%, and only 5% of politicians have this kind of stuff happening to them, well, you know what? They're just like us. You know, stuff happens to our neighbors. They happen to our relatives. They happen to people in our community, you know.
Makes you wonder how many people have been shot somewhere in America today or will be tomorrow, and if they don't happen to be important enough, if they don't have the letters REP period in front of their name, they might only make the local news. I mean, every person's important. There's always this implication that if a judge or a congressman gets shot, somehow their blood is richer than somebody else's. I mean, it's tragic for any human being to be shot.
It's more sensational. And it's, you know, like these mass murders, Klebold, Harris, et cetera, like that. Well, if you'd have sorted out in statistics and just let people say, chill, because you guys are living in statistical probabilities all the time, you know, when you just mesh it all out in statistics, stuff like that happens, you know. I'm not, you know, but guys like these people would go off on their bosses, their insurance agent, who knows, you know. And so what? They got a sensational thing that the media picks up and they make a big deal out of it. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Well, very interesting, Jeff. You know, it comes to mind that they could even be, and this could be a stretch, they could even be victims of gun control, in the sense that why wasn't anyone, beyond those that tackled the shooter, why wasn't anyone armed to fend him off? You would think that a congressman would have, a lot of them do have bodyguards. Jeff, are you still with me, or did you hang up? Looks like Jeff hung up, going once, twice, thrice. At any rate, yeah, just to kind of conclude my train of thought, ladies and gentlemen, going out on a limb just a little bit, you wonder why there wasn't someone evidently armed to fend off this shooter and to balance the scales, the equalizer, as they call it. A firearm is a neutral thing. It can be used for good or evil, depending on the user. And the congresswoman, if she had a bodyguard who was armed, where was he? And things like this come up. We've learned recently, I believe a New York Times report, that this shooter was supposedly unemployed and yet had an expensive pistol. There's a lot of people wondering where he even got the gun. And he seems to be a remarkably good shot. The prior caller, Kenyon from New York, noted that he looks a bit older than 22. And there's so much we don't know. And when these sorts of things happen, it takes a while to sort out. American Free Press likes the position it's in, and that is to be able to not have to hammer this every day like a daily paper, and to sit back, let the smoke clear a little, and of course get the most timely, accurate information as possible, but have a little more time to sort through it and see what the most compelling points are. But there are a number of things that we'll be bringing out in the next edition. I don't want to tip the scale or tip my hat too much too soon here, but in our next edition, which will be number 4 for 2011, we'll have 3, maybe even 4 articles that deal with some very important aspects of the shooter, the circumstances surrounding it, and a number of other ripples in the pond. And you're going to want to read that. You can check it out by calling 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS to get a single edition of the paper, or to go for that offer that I talk about on here a lot, and that's 18 weeks for $17.76, more than 4 months of AFP for $17.76, 18 weeks. Call 888-699-NEWS, as noted, and our website is AmericanFreePress.net. Well, thanks, Jeff, for the call. Moving on, I also want to mention another person I met in recent years that passed away in 2010. He's right here from Texas. He was from the Dallas area. His name was Aubrey Reich, or Al Reich, and he was an interesting person. He dealt with another shooting, and that was that of JFK on November 22nd, 1963. And if you've ever seen Oliver Stone's movie, in the beginning, there's a real quick flash of the O'Neill Ambulance Service, and they were the ambulance service around Dallas, and Aubrey Reich, Al Reich, was one of two ambulance drivers, very competent, that handled the precise area of Dallas where Kennedy's motorcade encountered that tragedy. And I met Al in recent years. He passed away in 2010, as did Joe Sobrin, who I mentioned a few minutes ago. And Al Reich had the unique experience, not knowing it was going to happen, of being the person, along with his partner, who actually put JFK's body in the expensive Elgin casket and saw and testified that there was no back wound at all, only a exit wound in the back of the head, no entry wounds in the back, therefore no bullets came from the back, therefore they couldn't have come from Oswald's gun. And the plot thickens from there, believe me. But just another footnote for now, I might explore that issue more in future times, but just saluting Al Reich also, having met him in my news travels. He passed away in 2010. So, anyway, moving on to the next caller, we have Rich from Alabama. What you got?
Yeah, greetings. Hi. I just wanted to let you know I was here in North Alabama, and I went to a Books A Million, and I had heard that Mr. McCain was promoting a book, so I went over there because I just wanted to see the guy, you know, visually. And as I walked into the Books A Million, this guy approached me and says, "Do you know John McCain is here?" And I knew what he was and who he was, and I looked at him and said, "Well, yeah, and if he spent 5 years in the Hanoi Hilton, I think he might deserve to be president." So he let me in. But even though I said that, it didn't necessarily mean that, you know, I liked him, because actually I learned later on that he's definitely a Manchurian candidate.
Interesting.
And second of all, I just wanted to let you know that back in 2000, I was over in Germany, and on Christmas Eve, I was over at some German-American friend's house, and They were talking about reparations that the German people were going to be having to pay for the World War II POW concentration camp victims.
Yeah,
and they literally, and I was in Germany watching this on German television. This is no lie, and I knew it was the Federal Reserve Building, but they had all the Paul Volcker, Alan Greenspan, and many other financial Federal Reserve members, and they all had their amicas on, and they were literally in the Federal Reserve. I could tell because the walls were marble, and they were determining what the German people were going to have to pay in retributions for World War II. And a couple of days later, I had German children approach me and say, they asked me, why am I having to pay for something of that was committed when I wasn't even born? And I really didn't, I couldn't give them an explanation. I just told them, I said, you know, that's what the Federal Reserve, you know, they're the trouble of this century, you know. But yeah, I want to let you know that.
Very interesting. You said something, Rich, real quick, something they were wearing. What was that?
They had those little skull caps. So I think they call them armicas.
Oh, yeah, I know them as skull caps only.
Yeah,
that.
They all of them, they were sitting in this this huge room. It was marble, and they all had their little skull caps on. So that told me that they were, you know, of the Jewish persuasion. But the thing is, it's like they were dictating what Germany was going to have to pay in retributions for the people that were in the concentration camps in World War II. And it really, really peed off a lot of people.
You're because, fairly I mean, certain. You're pretty certain it was about the Reserve building, too?
I'm sorry?
You're pretty certain it was the Fed building in Washington?
It had to have been. It's the only place that I know of that looks like it had marble walls.
Well, yeah, I don't know that it's the only one. The Fed building does have a distinct look to it, although the average person going in there, you might as well enter the gates of hell itself while you're still alive. They don't even want reporters to stop by to talk to any of their economists. They want all interviews done over the phone. They don't want anyone to see their bathroom or the boiler room or anything there. It's such a secretive place, although... Time magazine recently ran a spread on it, I think it was in 2010, where it showed a mahogany table where Albert Ben Bernanke, excuse me, and the rest of the Fed guys meet, and it is the most expensive looking table I think I've ever seen in my life. The place is just ornate, like it's made for a king.
Yeah, there's... I've noticed that the media overseas a lot of times has completely a different viewing than what the people in the United States see.
That's exemplified by the Bilderberg meetings, that the foreign press is not afraid to cover, at least some of the time, but the U.S., except for AFP and some other sundry outlets, completely blacks out the annual Bilderberg meetings, and you seem to be a person that would know what those are, and so I won't define them right now, but sufficient to say they're high-level meetings, very secretive, surrounded by armed guards of high-level officials, both elected and appointed, big bankers, moguls, media, corporate titans, anything that any news hound would want to know, and yet even that is blacked out, but usually picked up by the foreign press, but blacked out here. And it just speaks volumes for the freedoms we think we have and the institutions we think we can trust, but we cannot and we do not. And it's regrettable to say the least.
Yeah, and actually, when I watched this TV news flash, I was in the village of Garmisch-Partenkirchen, and that is where in the 50s they actually had a Bilderberg meeting.
Where's this?
It's Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And they had a Bilderberg meeting there in the 50s.
Yes, they started in 1954. It must have been in the latter 50s. Interesting.
Yeah, it must have been, but I thought that was pretty intriguing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a topsy-turvy world we live in, Rich, that's for sure. Having been to Europe a little bit myself, recently to Switzerland, I've got to say that Switzerland especially has a lot of things going for it that I wish America did, in its neutrality, in its relative strength of its border laws, very little in the way of debt, especially at the public level, and firearms ownership. You know, the basic sovereignty, the rule from the grassroots, where, you know, the government can't just run roughshod over all the people's wishes and has to listen to them to a reasonable degree. Americans, much of our freedom here, unfortunately, is illusory. It's not real. It's sort of a fabrication. We're told we're free, therefore we think we are. It's not that we don't have any, but it's been driven to the margins and fragmented, and it needs to be grown and restored and unified again. And so we can all play a role through this show and other means to do that very thing. Thanks a lot, Rich, for calling.
Thank you for taking the call. God bless.
Sure, of course. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Is, of course, Blue Oyster Cult, a great band from the 70s and 80s, one of the early metal bands that we former metalheads, am I talking about myself, listened to quite a bit. They were one of the early bands I saw in my early concert days. At any rate, I want to thank the callers tonight, Kenya and Jeff and Rich, for offering their insightful views. These are troubling times indeed that we live in, ladies and gentlemen, but take heart that in the long run, freedom will prevail. It always does. Tyrants always fall by their own weight. Of course, we have to pull the plug in the monetary realm first. And so the American Free Press staff, which just published its 2010 annual report, is reiterating many of the issues that it plans on sticking with. And of course, monetary reform is one of them, to go after the debt money system where every dollar created is a dollar of debt. And for our government to even run, it has to go into debt and pay buku interest to the banking establishment. That is the center of the control system. And, of course, that's where the thread has to be pulled on the ugly tapestry that we have to look at representing this powers-that-be system that we have. And so there's lots to be optimistic about despite all the dark tales we hear out there, all the dastardly deeds committed by people like the shooter, we won't dignify him with his name, out in Tucson, January 8th. We've had some comments on that tonight, and talking about the whole apparatus, all the strange and paradoxical things that go on. But there's lots to be thankful for. We have to keep up our sense of gratitude and purpose and progress, despite all the discouraging things that seem to be happening out there. And a lot of the dominant media seems to report things in such a way to encourage discouragement, to encourage a sense of despair, in a sense, or sometimes to give us a false sense of progress. Both are bad. We have to be careful of being too easily lulled into a sense of despair, but we don't want false solutions and we don't want a false sense of progress or to look at things too often through rose-colored glasses, though sometimes we have to take a break and not burn out from our activities that keep us dedicated to restoring our country in those many areas where we've lost what we used to have. AFP's part, as noted, involves exploring issues and sticking with them. We'll be reporting a lot more this year on the Trans-Texas Corridor. I'll be talking about that on this network. On NAFTA, will it ever be repealed? On vote fraud, election fraud, where Texans, activists from the Austin area, such as Vicky Karp, who's been on my show, continue to challenge the use of electronic voting machines, and they're urging the return to hand-counted paper ballots. And a number of other issues. You can ask for a copy of AFP's annual progress report by calling AFP at 888-699-NEWS. And don't forget that 18 weeks for $17.76 ongoing special deal through this show. Tell them Mark Anderson sent you from RBN. Vince Ryan penned our 2010 special report for summarizing that year. And we're talking about how Jim Tucker and I covered the Bilderberg meeting, which was discussed earlier tonight a little bit with one of our callers. We covered it in Sit J. Spain back in June. We'll be looking for wherever the Bilderbergs are trying to hide this time to cover them once again. Usually it's in May, no later than June. Once you reach July, their meeting has usually already occurred. And that's among a number of other things. Exposing Zionism and the crimes of that philosophy, that ideology. And there's been related issues in AFP on that. Check out our Seattle Free Speech article on the Seattle Mideast Awareness Campaign that tried to run a number of big ads on the side of city buses in Seattle, but got stymied at the last minute. You can go to stop30billion-7